Welcome back to the SwampSwami.com sports podcast. Today, the Swamp Swami Top 25 shows just four unbeaten teams remain. After the first weekend of college football in the month of November, there are now just four unbeaten teams out of the 130 large division BCS schools: Oklahoma, Georgia, Cincinnati, and are you ready for this? UT San Antonio stand alone as the only teams which can boast of being unbeaten through week number 9 of the regular season. But what are the chances that each of these four teams will go unbeaten the rest of the way? Let's examine each team and see what dangers are out there lurking. For number 1, Oklahoma, the number 1 team in our SwampSwami.com top 25 rankings for the last month or so, they have several potential landmines ahead on the schedule. The Boomer Schooner travels to 7-2 Baylor this coming weekend, and then will host 6-3 Iowa State, and finish the regular season with the annual Bedlam game against arch-rival and 8-1 Oklahoma State. If OU should win out the rest of these games, they will have no trouble becoming a top-4 BCS-selected team. The number 2 team in our survey, Georgia, has the toughest defense in the land. The Bulldogs have given up just 59 points through 9 games this year. That's 6.5 points per game. And no one has scored more than 13 points on this defense. The Dogs will next travel this weekend to Knoxville and play 5-4 Tennessee on CBS Saturday afternoon at 2:30 p.m. They'll then finish up at home with a couple of games. The first against FCS Cupcake, Charleston Southern, 3-5. Who picked that game? And annual rival Georgia Tech, who is only 3-6. Though most Georgia fans expect an SEC championship game to be played against Alabama, the Bama team we're seeing now, I think, is a bit overrated. Except in my poll, where I have the Tide at number 8, they could have very easily lost last night to 4-5 LSU in Tuscaloosa. What's going on with Bama? Number 3 in our unbeaten group is Cincinnati. The Bearcats hosted their first ESPN College game day on Saturday, and the fans' enthusiasm was superb. Their unbeaten football team, though, nearly laid an egg at home on Saturday afternoon and is seriously sputtering over the last few weeks. Cincy's offense depends entirely on its quarterback performance. It has become somewhat predictable, and the University of Tulsa, just 3-6, had a last-minute chance to tie up Saturday's game, but a fumble of a potential game-tying touchdown went into the end zone, and Tulsa lost the game. The remaining schedule for Cincinnati finds the Bearcats on the road for 2-7 South Florida, then home to play 7-2 SMU, and on the road to finish the regular season at 5-4 East Carolina, which has a long history of playing their best games against the best opponents. Watch out, Cincinnati. If Cincinnati goes unbeaten, they will likely face longtime rival and future Big 12 cousin, the University of Houston, who is 8-1 in the American Conference Championship game. And the fourth unbeaten team, the University of Texas, San Antonio. Now, if you didn't stay up late Saturday night to watch the nightcap game of UT San Antonio traveling to 6-3 University of Texas, El Paso, you missed a terrific first half of offense for the Roadrunners. And UTSA's head coach is another great football story. Jeff Traylor attended and played football at Gilmer, Texas High School in Northeast Texas. He went to Stephen F. Austin in college as a walk-on football player and picked up his undergraduate and graduate degrees in education and ultimately returned to coach his former high school football team. After winning 4 state championships, which is an exceptional accomplishment in the state of Texas, Jeff Traylor took the head coaching position at UTSA just 2 years ago. This guy is for real, and so are the Roadrunners. UTSA's remaining schedule consists of home encounters with 1-8 Southern Miss and 6-3 UAB, and one final road game at North Texas, who is only 3-6. Every team in Conference USA has 3 or more losses, so UTSA has by far the best chance of this group of 4 to remain undefeated at the end of the season. But will the BCS overlords put them into the Final 4? I would, but they'll probably send UTSA to a Fiesta Bowl game or something like that for a big paycheck, rather than give the Roadrunners a chance to prove themselves in the college Final 4. Next up, a bottom 10 alert. If you like the word equity, you'll now find it at the bottom of the BCS rankings, as both UNLV, which won on the road at 3-6 New Mexico State 31-17, and the Arizona Wildcats, which scored a late touchdown to defeat equally moribund 3-6 the California Boo Boo Bears by a 10-3 score, won their first game of the year on Saturday. How about that? There are no more teams without a loss in the BCS group of 130. Now, that was quite neighborly of New Mexico State and Cal to help those two teams regain a little bit of their self-esteem. And as a result, there are now 10 teams which have one win apiece. And one other note, overrated. The Associated Press rankings this week have three loss teams in the top 25. Auburn was ranked by the AP number 16 today, as the 6-3 War Eagles were handily thumped 20-3 by 7-2 Texas A&M on Saturday. The AP also really loves the Big Ten. Though I have 4 Big Ten teams in my group based on merit, there are now 6 Big Ten teams in the Associated Press Top 25, with 6-3 Wisconsin at number 20 and 6-3 Penn State, the Nittany Lions, at number 23 to join the 6-person Big Ten party. Now, no disrespect is meant to any of the fans of those three teams, but the SwampSwami.com College Football Top 25 rankings gives the most weight to teams with the fewest losses. From there, I evaluate each team to find their best win of the season, with extra value being given for those wins which have come on the road versus at home. With that said, let's now check out my rankings for the week ending Saturday, November 6, 2021. At number 25 in our survey this week from the Atlantic Coast Conference at 7-2, it's North Carolina State. At number 24 from the SEC at 7-2, it's Ole Miss. At number 23 from the Big 12, it's Baylor. Number 22 from the Big 10 at 7-2, the Iowa Hawkeyes. Coming in at number 21, the Brigham Young Cougars, who are 8-2. At number 20 from the ACC, it's the Pitt Panthers. At number 19 out of the Mountain West at 7-2, it's Utah State. Coming in at number 18 out of the Sun Belt, 7-2, Appalachian State. At number 17 in the best two-loss team in this week's survey from the SEC, it's the Texas A&M Aggies. Now the one-loss teams. At number 16, Coastal Carolina out of the Sun Belt. At number 15 from the Big Ten, it's the Michigan Wolverines. At number 14 from the Mountain West at 8-1, San Diego State. Losing their first game this past weekend to North Carolina in an incredibly high-scoring event, from the ACC, now 8-1, it's Wake Forest. From the Big Ten, escaping Nebraska with a win this weekend, at number 12, it's Ohio State. At number 11, Notre Dame. Coming in at number 10 this week, out of the American Athletic Conference at 8-1, it's the University of Houston. From the Big 12 at number 9, it's Oklahoma State. The Cowboys are 8-1. Coming in at number 8 from the Southeastern Conference at 8-1, it's the Alabama Crimson Tide, who was very fortunate last night to eke out a 20-14 win over a very game and hungry LSU Tiger team. At number 7 in this survey from the Sun Belt, at 8-1, it's the Louisiana Lafayette Ragin' Cajuns. At number 6 from the Big Ten, after losing their first game yesterday to Purdue, it's the Michigan State Spartans. And at number 5, our best one-loss team this week, from the Pac-12 with a win over 8-1 Ohio State in their portfolio, it's the Oregon Ducks. And now our top 4 remaining unbeaten teams. At 9-0 from Conference USA, it's UT San Antonio. At number 3 from the American Conference at 9-0, it's the Cincinnati Bearcats. At number 2 with that great defense from the SEC, at 9-0, it's the Georgia Bulldogs. And at number 1 for the 5th consecutive week, from the Big 12, it's the Oklahoma Sooners. And that's this week's SwampSwami.com College Football Top 25 for the week ending November 6th, 2021. Come on back next week and we'll line them up again.